107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. It's 6:22. Brock Hunter. Hey.
Yes. What's up, man?
Yes. All right. Let's get to it because we got a lot to talk about. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges. You know, wherever you're at, whoever you're with, enjoy Bud Light responsibly, watching your games, decorating the Christmas tree. It don't matter. Bud Distributing is there to make sure you got it.
All right, good. Sweet. I'm going to do sports. My cat just laid a massive meat cigar in his litter box down here, so I'm going to be gagging through this one. All right. Let's get through some scores. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Last night, man, there was some not really good for us locals around here, except you. Your Packers last night.
Yes, one up.
Yeah, playing the Bears. That was a score. Well, Green Bay beating the Bears last night, 25-41. Before I get to that, though, because Brian's going to bitch at me if I don't say anything, Colts beating the Packers last week.
Barely. Barely. If it wasn't for some screw-ups on the offense with our receivers fumbling balls and this and that. Look, Brian, take the win, all right? But it was a garbage win from a garbage team, and you're welcome. There you go.
So there you go. So Brock's 50-50 this morning. He beat the Bears, but, you know, he's still... I guess you move on, don't you? You moved on already.
Yeah, well, I'll be all right. This is a non-conference loss. I'm okay.
Other scores from yesterday, Lions losing to the Texans 41-25. I didn't catch much football yesterday. I was trying to get everything kind of together and ready for this week, I guess, right? Maybe. Yeah. No. Yeah. Something like that. Maybe I was just missed it. But Buccaneers losing to your wife's Chiefs last night, 27-24. A little closer than I'm sure she wanted it today.
So
Chiefs had it.
Crazy is that they started off, shotgun start. Mahomes, by like the half, was already like at 329 yards. He had touchdowns. Tyreek Hill set like some record. Mahomes got it was nuts.
They're
and then
back
all of a sudden,
slipping into the end zone yesterday. Yeah, that's basically
which,
what they were
by
doing.
The way, I hate. I'm sorry. I know I got to root for the Chiefs because they're my wife's team. They're my team in law. But I hate that. I hate that showboating before you get into the end zone. All right? It bothers me either way. It was kind of a pretty like record-setting start for Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and the Chiefs. However, though, you can't put Brady out of it ever. It doesn't matter. What team he's playing for. It ended up getting a lot closer than I thought it was going to be the way it started. You know what I mean?
Chiefs did just way too much in the beginning for, Patrick Mahomes, man. I'm telling you, this guy's just on a different level. He's just so poised. He does it. I mean, he threw two INTs yesterday that got called back. But I'm pretty sure the first one wasn't really, he was just kind of tossing it up because he knew it was coming back.
Yeah.
But it's just, dude, he does not make mistakes. He makes incredible throws in the most crucial situations and creates extra time so he can find that tiny little pinhole window that he can whip it into. It's insane how good this guy is, guys.
The guy is very talented. What baffles me is the team in a whole. I'm not trying to downplay what Mahomes does. He's a very talented young man. Ooh. Still has a long career ahead of him. We're going to see where he goes with this team. But when you look, I don't think I've seen a more complete team.
Their defense is,
okay, so let's take away defense. The offense, he has Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce became the first tight end in NFL history to have 5 seasons with over 1,000 yards. That's a tight effing end. Are you kidding me? Over 5 seasons. Over 1,000 yards. That's an extra wide receiver. You don't count that. Tight ends are there to catch a few balls and then really block, right? You know, that's kind of what you look at. And then you have the running game, which is insane. You have Tyreek Hill, who is just a disgusting display of an athlete. It's unbelievable what that guy does.
It's fun to watch, man. It really is. It's great football. You got to give it to them, man. Yeah. And they call the right plays and they capitalize on situations.
You have one of the greatest coaches, Andy Reid. Like, how do you beat that? I don't know how you do.
Walrus and Wolfer Brimley over there calling plays.
So yeah, they definitely know a thing or two about playing football.
They're good. Sure. Yeah. They're good.
He's
that's
good.
That's for sure. tonight's game, Seahawks going to be in Philly playing the Eagles. Looking like Seahawks have the edge in that game.
Probably.
Let's talk about boxing before we leave here real quick.
Yeah. Yep.
Over the weekend, 54-year-old Mike Tyson squared off against 51-year-old Roy Jones Jr. in an 8-round exhibition boxing match, ended in a split draw. In other words, they tied. And after the fight, Tyson told interviewer Jim Gray he planned to fight more exhibitions and would be open to getting in the ring with Jones again. So I watched the fight. We went over to my parents, and they got it, and we watched the whole thing. We even watched the Jake Paul fight before. I don't know if you saw that.
I read about it on Reddit. Unfortunately, Jake Paul won, didn't he? He won.
Yeah, he knocked him out. Dude. God, he knocked him out.
Jake Paul is a pimple on the ass of society. Yeah. The guy is he's a garbage human being. Yeah. And now, after all of his YouTube stuff has gone to hell, because you know when he did that YouTube video where he showed a guy who hung himself, a real class act. Anyway,
wasn't it his brother though? Because I thought it was the same. There's a Jake Paul, and then there's a what's the other Paul?
Logan.
Logan Paul. Logan Paul is the one who. The guy hanging himself.
Either way, they're Pauls. They're terrible people. I'm going to chalk it up that they're both just garbage. Yep. Either way. Why is Jake? Was he a boxer before this? Did he just start?
No, he was a YouTube guy too, I guess. So I thought the whole time it was Logan Paul fighting. So I didn't know he had a brother that was a YouTube star. Blah blah blah. And then this guy comes out. I'm like, he looks a lot different. And I'm like, oh, that's his brother.
Oh, okay.
That just tells you how much we really know about these two, you know, how much we care, I should say.
Stick to YouTube, all right? To YouTube.
But regardless, Tyson and Jones, dude, was a great fight.
Yeah.
It really was. Everybody's like, they're going to make it to, like, the third round. They're going to get tired and just start leaning on each other. Not at all. None of them really brought. I mean, Jones was tired. They were both tired, but they didn't show it. You know, when they got in the ring, it's not like they were lacking in that aspect.
Okay.
Dude, Tyson can still rock a punch, just like maybe not as much as he could back in the day, but he connected a few times Saturday night. I'm like, ooh, oh boy, somebody check his ribs. Is he all right? But you know, the coolest part about that fight, I thought, was at the end. When you're waiting for the decision, you're like, all right, Tyson definitely won the fight, Brock.
Yeah.
He won probably 7 of the 8 rounds, I'm saying. But because of an exhibition and charities were involved, and they both have to, you know, so they called it a draw, a tie.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm thinking Tyson's going to be pissed. Like, that's and boo, you know. But no, he was like, I 100% totally agree. This was a great fight. It was like a completely different Tyson. It was wild,
because he was stoned. I read somewhere that he smoked a joint before the bout.
Smoked a joint before, which he probably would have been high anyway, because Snoop Dogg did like a 20-minute rap session in the ring smoking a joint before, which I had to sit there and watch with my dad, who really doesn't smoke weed, guys. And it's on it's on pay-per-view, so they could swear. Dude, nothing was held back. And I'm sitting right next to my dad last night. He's like, you could just see him in the corner of my eyes shaking his head. He's like, what an example. What an example. I could hear him the whole time.
Just huffing and puffing. Come on.
I'm just like, come on, Snoop, get off the stage, please, man. You're making it hard on me.
Say, too, that Snoop was an amazing commentator. Like, it was fantastic as a color commentator.
Wasn't bad. It's everything you expected Snoop to be. I mean, I wouldn't want him on my Monday Night Football Monday, but
that's what always gets me is, you know, that's, you know, they try to have a color commentator like Frank Caliendo, right? Okay, you got these guys that come in and know about the sport, but they're there really for the pizzazz. They're there for the color, the flash, right? Sometimes it can fall flat. But if you get someone that everyone kind of knows and loves, you can have some of the best, you know, just commentary on the side that, you know, keeps it interesting. I don't know. That's what I
think. He definitely wasn't, like, stuttering, and he definitely didn't, like, say things that you're like, oh, boy. You know?
He
was articulate. He was explaining, you know, things throughout the fight. And, yeah, at the end, I was like, yeah, you did a pretty good job. So
Nice.
All in all, it was a great, great event, I think, you know. Mm-hmm. You got to see a knockout the match before, then you got to see 8 rounds of Tyson. 15 years since he's been in the ring.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, look, we'll jaw on this a little bit more because we got to get going here. But that's been your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rocks.
All right, good morning. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What?
What are you, a bowl of Kool-Aid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is such a dumb show. Why do we do this? Folks, it's time for your sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light so you can enjoy it responsibly. Watching your favorite sports during the holidays, whenever, it's there. Bud Distributing's got you covered. All right, hit us with it, Hunter.
All right, let's go through some kick-ass sports. Here we go.
Kick-ass sports.
NFL last night, Lions. Hey, Lions? No, no. Losing to the Texans, 41-25. Man, you should see some of the posts going around on Facebook about the Lions. See, fans, you know, for the first half of the season, you're just like, eh, whatever, it's the Lions. But now that they're, like, really losing a lot, it's like, no, it's really starting to dig into that wound a little bit, I can tell. So just hang in there, fans. Hang in there, Lions fans. Someday, it's going to happen. And you know what? When it does, you're going to cheer the loudest. So just know that. Bears. That's all I can say
it's
about
nice
it. What
sentiment.
Else do you want
it's
me to
It's a nice
say?
Sentiment, right
you
there.
Know?
Yeah, I said.
Trying to make them feel better. You know? Last night, oh, God, the Bears losing to the Packers, 25-41. Here you go, Brock. I'll let you rip on the old Bears.
I don't need to gloat. It's good. We also lost to the Colts, so I got to keep myself somewhat centered here, all right? We've had a very good season. Rodgers is looking good. You know, he had four touchdown passes last night. You know, we got a running game, so I'm happy. But I'm not going to gloat because there's still a lot of season if we have a lot of season left. I'm very happy.
So I had the game on in the background last night, so I just kind of glimpsed at it once in a while. And, dude, I glimpsed probably 10 times. And every time I glimpsed, Trubisky did something. I was just like, no, dude.
Is Foles hurt? I can't remember.
Yeah. Dude, he snapped his knee.
Oh, man. So it might have been a different game.
I don't know how badly he snapped it, but it's bad enough to where he's not playing. Dude, it's in shambles. I'm sorry. The Bears defense, though, that's one thing you can really stand by if you're going to stand by something.
Yeah.
But, man, the offense is just kind of.
Kind of falling apart, eh?
Yeah, it's just the injuries and, you know, with Trubisky started the season, then they had Foles coming who everybody thought was going to be great, and he was kind of all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big question mark over there. So Bears fans and Lions fans maybe get together and hug each other or something.
Dear God, please.
Dear God. The Buccaneers losing to the Chiefs yesterday, 27-24, pretty close game. The Chiefs just came out on fire. Chiefs are just so unbelievable. It's just a great team.
Yeah.
And you can't fluster Mahomes. I've only seen him flustered like twice in his whole career.
Doesn't happen a lot.
But ended up being a pretty good game over there. Moving on. Let's talk about golf. The team of Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley easily defeated Steph Curry and Peyton Manning in the match Champions for Change. This was this past Friday. It was an exhibition, of course, but many golf fans were impressed with Curry's game. He's not a pro, but he's clearly a great player. What? And most importantly, the event raised $5.4 million.
Damn.
So for charity.
It's kind of unfair, though. So Barkley, I guess you have I don't think Charles is that good. So maybe that's why they only had one pro. They had Mickelson with Barkley and then two non-golf pros. So that makes sense.
So let me rephrase that. The team of Phil Mickelson beat Steph Curry and Peyton Manning in the match. Dude, if you've ever seen Charles Barkley golf, which I think his swing is good now. So the big comedy around that was just he'd pause halfway through his downswing and then swing the club. It was the weirdest thing, and nobody could understand it. But I think he went to Butch, I think his name was. Fixed
yeah,
him. So,
yeah, you know what I would love to see? Well, that thing is those the big basketball players like Barkley, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq. Could you imagine if Shaq could actually get the proper mechanics of golf?
Oh,
it's just the centrifugal force of how high that club is coming and striking that ball. I mean, just it'd be
insane. Extra stiff shaft.
Yeah.
And you just, dude, Shaq, if you connect once, dude, I'm telling you, it's going like 800 yards. Dude, see ya.
Oh, my God. Like, it would be, you know? It's probably better that they're not good golfers because it just, they would crush everybody. They would crush everybody.
Man, that's crazy.
But you need a 9-foot golf club just for that guy just to swing it? Like, you know, man.
Imagine Kareem Abdul or somebody really lanky and just get the real whip on the club. See ya. It's like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
You hit that guy.
Shouldn't have been standing there.
Nice.
So there you go. It's your sports this morning. With Mike Tyson, Roy Jones fought over the weekend. I'm sure everybody has looked it up and heard about it. But great fight. Ended well. Nobody died.
And maybe.
Because anybody that gets in the ring with Mike Tyson could possibly die.
Because he could punch the head right off of someone's body. And maybe this will lead to more cool exhibition or actual fights with Mike Tyson. I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
It was cool. It was cool. It was fun to watch. So.
All right.
There you go. That's your sports this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.